Aye, if like anything else, me, Alan Smith, with your public series of today's Press and Journal on Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. So, a bit later getting this done tonight now, because there's a bit of a hoo-ha with the Spotify settings here. Plus, we've had an extremely busy day and my little face is sore. We haven't smiled afternoon because the photographer was here taking some snaps for Snoggy Jock. So, look out for that in FPNJ anytime soon. So anyway, front page paper today is a prison for ex-nurse who poisoned child. So a former auxiliary nurse convicted of harming a child with laxatives with devastating consequences for him has been jailed for 7 years. Tracy Menhinnick was found guilty of willfully ill-treating the child on a variety of occasions over 3 years for 2014. She administered non-prescribed medication that blighted his development and led to him being admitted to hospital. So the wifey for Sue Aberdeen then consented to treatments and operations she knew were not needed, causing him permanent disfigurement and endangering his life. Judge Lady Drummond said it was beyond understanding why anybody would want to inflict such severe harm and suffering on a child over a number of years. Well, God, certainly echo that. What an absolute horrible, horrible wife he did not appear in Bern. And, you know, that came to deliver. You know, they're also disfigured or harmed for life now. But it's just, you just wonder if it gets through folks' heads sometimes. Just what an awful, awful wifey. Now, here's the airport's midnight runway event is set for liftoff. So this is enthusiastic runners can see and register for if it is expected to be the largest ever midnight runway run event. Aberdeen Airport, in partnership with CHC Helicopters, is hosting the fundraiser for the fifth time on June 22nd. CHC Helicopter Captain Ryan Broadhurst, who coordinates the event alongside the airport's operations team, is among them eager to get involved. He said, "It's aye great to return to Aberdeen Airport for the runway run. Last year, we extended the number of spots and running distance to a great response, so we hope folk will join us again and make our event really special." In 2023, about 400 participants were involved with the event and raised more than £40,000 for several charities, including Befriend a Child, Aber Necessities, We Too, and Kayleigh's Wee Stars. It is hoped that more runners will take on the 4 kilometre course this year. Times will be recorded using chip technology for each runner. Proceeds will benefit the airport's chosen charity, Aber Necessities, as well as CHC Helicopters' charity of choice, which is still to be announced. This year's sponsors also include ABM Aviation Services, Alpha Finson, ATPI NATS, Hampton by Hilton, and Munro's Travel. Additionally, North Sound One have signed up as Runway Run's official media partner. So tickets priced at £25 for the event going on sale in the morning at 6 o'clock, with organisers encouraging runners to secure their spots early via the Runway Run website. Each participant will have a sponsorship target of £100. So, well, that sounds like a rare thing. And, you know, if it's at midnight, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have any planes landing, but that would certainly be the only thing I think it would make me speed up a bit if I was a jumbo jet tearing up behind me. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure I'd be a last in him. But good luck to us lads here. It's a, you know, fuck him up with some. I've had novel ideas for raising money. This is yet another thing. Well done. Now, here's a new survey. It reveals 90% against the low emission zone. So a survey has revealed that 90% of respondents in Aberdeen are opposed to the low emission zone, the LEZ. This will be introduced in June. The LEZ, which will ban high polluting vehicles from coming into certain areas of the city centre, has already been rolled out in Glasgow. Dundee in Edinburgh will also be introducing the controversial Scottish Government scheme, which advocates say will help the environment by reducing carbon emissions. Vehicles that didn't meet the standards will be barred from entering certain streets, including Union Street, with fines handed out to those who breach the rules. More than 2,700 folk have taken part in the survey so far. Local campaigner David Lang, who organised the poll, said he wanted to understand levels of support or opposition for the new LEZ. As of yesterday, 90.1% of respondents said they were against it, with 88.9% saying they would be less likely to visit the city centre due to the LEZ. In addition, 92.7% of folk who took part said they think it will have a negative impact on Aberdeen, with only 9.5% saying there's sufficient signage or information about the new measure. So it certainly is not very popular. I haven't spoken to anybody far as in favour of it. But anyway, the councillors ken best, obviously. But never mind it, Aberdeen's dying on its feet because folk running out the middle. Keep cars out. Now here's the ginery giant Howdens. It's to launch a branch at Bunkery business site, so hardware firm Howdens could soon be opening a new place in Bunkery. Seamount Property Development wants to erect new units in the town, one of which would be occupied by the ginery giant. This would be the firm's first foray into Deeside, with branches already operating across other bits in Aberdeenshire and in Aberdeen. Developers have hammered out a deal with Howdens for a spot near the Bunkery Business Centre. Howdens was founded in 1995 and has about 800 depots across the UK. The new Deeside business may be handy for the region's most famous occasional residents, as Howdens has been supplying goods to royal households since 2015. Yeah, boy. But Howdens is just one part of plans for Bunkery Business Park. The firm would occupy one of the four new units Seamount wants to build on a patch of wasteland at the Burno Benny Road site. The other buildings would each be divided into five industrial units. Documents in the Aberdeenshire Council say these will offer ideal starter or small business accommodation. They say the development will deliver new investment in Bunkery and has attracted a national occupier for currently his new representation in the town. Once it's completed, the development is expected to support the region of 25 to 30 jobs. The proposal will bring a site that has lain undeveloped for many years into beneficial economic use. So, well, certainly seems to be heaps of things going out to Bunkery, but Bunkery is the same as everywhere else. It's like a size of a place now. It would be easy to stand this new place is going up, and certainly Howdens, I would think. So, near ahead time, it Bunkery got a bit more with it and more up to date shops. Needs copying Dunkin's in the high street, Taylor's furniture. I've been here for donkey's years. Now, here's a North East Beer Scoop quiz cash. So, two contestants from the North East are celebrating after winning thousands of pounds in a popular TV game show. Sarah Hoban and Scott Cool both managed to take home a slice of the £94,000 jackpot on the most recent episode of the 1% Club. Hosted by comedian Lee Mack, the quiz show begins with 100 contestants who are whittled down as they compete to make it to the end. They must then answer a question only 1% of the country can get right in the hope of winning up to £100,000. Luckily for Sarah and Scott, both answered correctly, managing to take home just under £19,000 each. Sarah Fass-Faberdeen first appeared on screen during the 25% question when she managed to answer correctly, securing her place in the next round of the game. The primary school teacher was then asked by Lee if the kids would think of her chances on the show. Well, she says, I cannot tell them, but they're a nice bunch, so I think they think I'll do well. She also shared that she likes to do cryptic crosswords during her spare time, and that she used to be in Mensa, an organisation for folk with a high intelligence quotient or IQ. Yours truly. Until she was thrown out for not paying the registration fee. Not very clever. With an IQ of 151, it's no surprise that Sarah managed to join the 1% club and take him a cash prize. Scott, fast with Fraserburgh, also managed to land himself a share of the prize money and officially join the 1% club. When I asked him if he would do his winnings, he said he was going to buy some new toys for his dog, so he must really like that doggy. Speaking afterwards to the P&J, Scott said the experience was great. It was very surreal going into the studio at first when you're watching it on TV for so long. But the whole crew are there to make sure everybody has what they need. My aim was to get to the 1% question, and if I wasn't sure, if I'd gained credit by one's answer was revealed, I was definitely happy I did. Although it's very stressful the further you get, it's something I'd definitely do again just for the experience. Five of the six finalists on the show correctly guessed the right answer, each taking home £18,800. Well, crikey. I have watched that thing before. It is quite good, actually. It's quite interesting. Obviously, the easier questions are pretty straightforward, and some of the games when you get up a bit are a bit more tricky. But I normally manage to answer a hell lot of them, so probably a bit cleverer than the 1% club. But anyway, well done to them too. 19 grand each, need to be sniffed at. Probably in Fraser Bra. Now, I'll just finish up with Sports as Normal. The back page paper today is leaving pledges to help Duke take off. So, Aberdeen interim manager Peter Leaven has vowed to get striker Duke firing in all cylinders again. The Cape Verde international scored 18 goals in his debut campaign last season, but he struggled for consistency this term with 7 goals in 42 appearances. He was last on his score sheet for the club when he netted a double in the 3-3 draw with Motherwell in February the 14th. So, yeah, he needs a same as the rest of them. Needs a bit of a confidence booster, and hopefully he'll get it before too long. And there was news before I started doing the Doric Express today that it looks like the boy Thelen from Sweden is going to be the new Dons manager. I think Cahill's just about 99% agreed. So, here's hoping that he can come in and do the job that, Aberdeen's hoping he can and get Aberdeen back up to the other side of the table. So, come on, Aberdeen. And that's me done for the announce. We published today's Press and Journal on Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Actually, much the same day to day. It's piddle of the rain, hail day, pretty much for start till finish. And in the morning it wasn't actually raining too much, but just spits on and off with dinner after then. If it was dinner time on, it certainly was just hail water a hail day. So, but the weather wifeys and mannies assure us that the morning Friday is going to be a rare day, so we'll see if that actually comes through. But so far, so good, it's looking like it's forecast is still biding good, so that's fine. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to this podcast, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please mind and tell a pal about it, and follow us on Spotify at this best thing to do. And if you can manage it, try and persuade a puckle folk to start logging in, that would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks so much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.